And now we continue in our service with the prayers of the church. You may rise. And we do continue with the prayers of the church. We have said the creed and the Lord's Prayer. Let us now bow our heads and lift up those needs and those thoughts to our Lord this morning. We pray. Almighty Father, we know that the day of your coming gets near and near when your Son will judge both the living and the dead. When we think about Judgment Day, sometimes scary thoughts come into our minds, but we thank you for the comfort that your Son is the judge, and he is merciful and fair and just and takes our place. So Lord, today, give us confidence in that day that you will come. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of work. Adam and Eve went to work. The servants in our parable went to work. We thank you for the vocations and jobs that you've given to us so that we do not have idle hands, but we can work for others and even for your kingdom. Bless our work that we may see your hands at work in all that we do. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Lord, we pray that you would grant healing and relief to all who are afflicted in mind, body, or soul. Especially this day, Lord, we uplift those in our peace family with illness, Jean, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Nancy, Haley, Joel, Max, Dee, Wyatt and Charlie, Roman, PJ, Janine, Daryl, Sandy, Don, Blake, Johanna, Rachel, Don. Thanksgiving for the baptism and life too given to baby Andrew. For Monique, Raleigh, Roy and Tiffany as they await their child. Florence and Mike as he continues to heal from some illness. Give them peace and comfort that only comes through your Son Jesus. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, as we look forward to the week, we think about our time with families. Bless that time, and may the conversations bring unity and peace in our families. Bless those that are traveling from long distances, and bless their journeys home as well. Lord, in your mercy. And Lord, this day as we felt the cold coming to church, we pray for those who are unemployed, underemployed, and especially the homeless. Lord, give them an avenue to find shelter and keep them safe and protected. It is into your hands, O Lord, that we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.